兄姐妹交托付给我们，所以要向上帝致敬。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we praise you and worship you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord over the earth. You are Lord over this church. You are Lord in our hearts over our families.
主，我们在这里，我们要向你献上赞美与致敬，因为你是掌管这整个宇宙万物，掌管我们教会，掌管我们家庭，掌管我们每一个人的主。
We welcome your presence here.
我们要享受你与我们现在同在的这个时光。
We welcome your Holy Spirit to have his way in all of our hearts today.
我们请求你的圣灵进入我们现在每一个人的心中。
We want to receive from you, Lord, all that you have prepared for us.
我们要向你支取你现在所为我们预备的一切。
We want to open our hearts to your word.
我们特别是要将我们的心向你所要对我们说的话语敞开。
I just pray that you will have your way.That you will be glorified and magnified through our time together.
我特别是希望你能够受到我们的尊荣，受到我们的我们的敬拜的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告，阿门。
When my grandmother was advanced in her years, we had the chance to live with our grandmother.
当我的祖母外婆 ，which one? Mom's side.
My father's mother.
我的祖母临终前有或是年老的过程，然后我们有机会能够跟她一起住。
When she was coming close to her death, she started to prepare her things.
在她临终前，她就病末的时候，她就渐渐的在整理她的一些遗物。
And one day she took this.Big box and started filling it with all her old clothes.
所以有一天，她就拿了一个很大的箱子，她开始把她的旧衣服全部都塞满那个箱子。
She put in there all these clothes that were really outdated and out of style.
她就特别是拿了一些很过期的衣服，一些已经不流行的衣服。
And I'm sure some of them had moths and some of them were ripped.
我相信那些有些衣服也许已经破了，已经老旧了。
But she wanted to pack something and send it off to her daughter in Korea.
但是她想要做的就是把这些衣服都打包起来送给在韩国的一个女儿。
This is my aunt. She was sending it to.
这是她的姑姑。
I told her, Grandma, maybe you shouldn't send this because I don't think she's going to want it.
我就跟我祖母说，我觉得你不用送了，因为我觉得姑姑不会要的。
But she was very insistent that she was going to send this.
但是我祖母坚持说她一定要送。
I took this box to the post office knowing that the content in the box was going to be so much less than the postage of this big box.
我把这包裹提到邮局，但是心里其实想说这个里面的这些衣服的价值比这个邮费还要低太多了，不值得。
And then I sent it, but I didn't really understand what she was doing.
我虽然帮我祖母寄去了，但是我心里其实不太了解她真的用意是什么。
Years later, when I also grew up and became a mom and matured a little, I looked back on those memories and I remembered what she had done, and I realized that she wanted to leave something for her daughter, and this is all she had, her clothes.
多年之后，当我自己也成为了母亲，我比较成熟了，我在回想起这段故事的时候，我才慢慢能够了解她的用意。我才能够了解，其实她想要做的，因为这些衣服是她唯一拥有的一些能够遗留给她女儿的，所以她想要给她的女儿。
I think when we think about our life, and especially when you're older, you think about leaving something behind to the younger ones.
当也许我们每一个人在回想我们的一生，特别是当我们年纪比较大的时候，我们也许会想说，我们要留给我们的下一辈、我们的孩子什么东西。
And sometimes even when we're not aware of it, when we're rubbing shoulders with people at our church, we're also leaving something behind.
也许我们没有特别注意，但是即使我们每一次来到教会，我们跟别人接种、跟教会的弟兄姐妹接种而过、擦肩而过的时候，其实我们也遗留了一些什么东西给彼此。
When I think about the early 90s, when I first started to attend this church, I think of An old man named Peter Yen.
我记得早期90年代的时候在教会有一位弟兄叫 Peter Yen。
How many of you know Peter Yen?
不知道有多少人认识严弟兄。
He was one of the founding members of this church.
他是这个教会的一个创始的一个弟兄。
And every Sunday, I couldn't avoid him. He would always almost hunt me down.
每个礼拜天，这个严弟兄好像都会试着一定要把我找出来。
He wouldn't. You know how sometimes when you walk in towards somebody, they kind of ignore you.
你知道有的时候你走经过一人的时候，那个人好像也许就故意好像视你而不见。
He wasn't like that.
他并不是这样的一个人。
He looked for me and came towards me and actually talked to me face to face.
他会很努力的想要把我找到，然后在多人群中找到，而且会很认真的跟我对话，对着我的眼睛。
And sometimes he would hold my hands.
他有时候甚至握着我的手。
And he would say, Jackie.
他说 ，Jackie.
Thank you for serving God.
谢谢你这样服侍神。
And I'm praying for you every single day.
而且我每一天都为你祷告。
It's only when he left that I realized how precious those small encounters were for me.
是直到他离开我们了以后，我才知道，我才开始懂得珍惜那每一个礼拜天我们的这样短短的一个对话。
And sometimes when things get rough at church, I often go back to those memories.
有的时候在教会，也许有一些比较难过的经验，我当下我就会。把这样子的回忆再搜寻出来，提醒自己。
He left in my heart a deep love, a deep, genuine love for the church, for Chinese Bible Church, a Greater Boston.
严弟兄他留在我的心中，而且留在我们教会一个非常深沉的一个真诚的爱。
A personal touch.
是一个非常亲密的一个个人的一个接触。
Sincere care.
他非常诚心的在关怀
，and a deep and quiet faith in God，
而他对神的信心就是那么的深刻。
And I knew he was faithful in praying for me because many times when I would pray to God and pour out my complaints to God, Peter Yen would somehow know about it.
我知道他对神的信心是非常的真实的，因为有的时候我在透过祷告向神抱怨的时候，很奇妙，严弟兄好像都知道。
And then he would say, "I'm praying for you every day."
然后他就会再提醒我说，我每一天都在为你祷告。
How about you?
你呢？
What will you leave behind?
当你离开这个世界的时候，你遗留什么呢？
What will people remember about you?
人们会怎么样子记得你？记得你是什么样的人呢？
What kind of spiritual impact?Well, you have, and those you interact with.
你与所有接触的人们会留下什么样子属灵的影响呢？
What will people remember about you at the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston?
我们教会的弟兄姐妹又会怎么样子的记得你呢？
This morning, I want to invite you to the Book of Matthew, Chapter 10.
所以今天早上，我想我们大家一起来看马太福音第十章。
Jesus sends out the disciples and gives them instructions.
耶稣他差派他的这些门徒们给他们了一些特别的指令。
He tells them four things.
他给他们四个要注意的事项。
He tells them who to go to.
他告诉他们要去找谁。
The lost sheep of the house of Israel.
这个对象就是那些已经迷途的以色列人。
He tells them they are to expect persecution.
他告诉门徒说他们将会遇到试探，逼迫。
He tells them that they are to fear God and not man.
他也提醒他们说要敬畏神，是要怕神，而不是要怕人。
And finally, he tells his disciples.
最后一项，他告诉他的门徒
，that Jesus, he must come first.
最后一项，他告诉门徒说，耶稣应该要在前，应该是摆第一位的。
Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, against a daughter, against her mother. and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it.
马太福音第十章三十四节，你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵，因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
As you know, Jesus was a master of relationships.
我们都知道耶稣其实他是这个关系的专家，人际关系的专家。
In these examples, the relationships that Jesus talks about are very tight.
其实这段经文耶稣所提到的这个关系其实是非常亲密的关系。
We're not talking about employer and employees.
我们并不是在讲一个主顾的关系。
We're not talking about teachers, students.
也不是在讲师生的关系。
Or friend to friend.
也不是在讲朋友关系。
I kind of get the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law part.
我们都很能够了解婆媳之间的关系。
But he talks about parents and children.
但是他其实在讲的是亲子之间的关系。
Son against his father.
儿子与父亲对敌。
Daughter against mother.
女儿跟母亲对敌。
Most of us are from Asian backgrounds here.
我们在座大部分是长大是一个亚洲的文化长大的。
And we understand that relationships, 关系 is very important.
我们知道关系是很重要。
And for me, as an Asian American, I immediately connect very quickly to people from China.
我因为有亚裔的背景，所以我在中国就比较容易能够了解中国的文化。
About 3 times a year, I get to go to China to lead some retreats.
所以现在大概每一年有三次，我可以到中国去带领一个退休会。
And for me, China begins not in China, but it sort of begins at the airport in America.
所以对我来讲。这个旅途中国其实是从我踏入这个飞机场开始，是往中国的途中就开始了。
The smell is different.
那个味道不太一样。
And then the behavior becomes different.
大家彼此对待的
行为不同。Everyone starts holding onto their passport and getting all antsy to get online.
大家都迫不及待拿着护照，就是一直要排队上飞机。
The last time I went to China, there was about over 12-hour delay.
上次我去中国的时候有将近12个小时飞机晚了12个小时。
So I was able to bond with 3 people that were going to China.
所以在这12个小时当中我就有机会认识三个人。
There's always one person at least who's trying to ask someone, do you speak Chinese? Do you speak Chinese?
而且在这个飞机场的候机室常常有时候会碰到一个至少有一个人好像不会说中文就到处问说谁会说中文帮我。
There was one lady that really stood out.
其中有一位女性她给我印象很深刻。
I felt the Holy Spirit asking me to talk to her.
我就感觉圣灵好像带我去向她说话。
So of course I went the other way.
所以我就觉得还是不要吧，特别是圣灵这样催促我。
And I said, Lord, if you really want me to talk to her, when I turn around, there she'll be there.
我就向神祷告推脱，我就说，要是你真的要我跟她说话，那你就让我一转头，她就在我面前。
And guess what?
所以上帝就应许了他的祷告。
She was looking right at me.
所以我一回头，他就在我眼前。
I said, "Okay, let's talk to her."
所以我也没有办法，只好就想跟他聊天。
Turns out that she's from a neighborhood right next to us.
我后来才发现，她其实住在我们家附近的一个城市。
And she's actually visited this church.
哦，就在，所以他其实还来我们教会聚会过。
I asked her to tell me more about her life, and she told me that she came to the States to give her son the best opportunity for a good education.
我就问他了解他之后呢，他让我知道说他来美国的目的其实是为他儿子的教育，想要 给他一个比较好的一个教育环境。
I think that's great.
我觉得这个实在太伟大了。
And as a mom of three children,
作为三个孩子的母亲，
there is nothing I want than the best future for my kids.
作为一个三个孩子的母亲，我没有比想要给孩子一个更好未来还要重要的事。
But if Christ is in the picture,
但是要是对于这个未来的期待，神并没有在这个未来里面的话，
there must be a difference.
这就有问题了。
If Christ is in the picture, there must be a difference.
要是神不在我们为孩子未来期许这个画面当中的话，就有一个问题。
Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword.
耶稣说他来并不是要带和平，是要动刀的。
Now that doesn't mean that we are to hate our children.
这并不是说耶稣要我们去恨不爱我们的孩子。
But we are to love God so much more that in comparison to our love for God, our love for the children appears as hate.
其实他的用意是说，我们要爱上帝胜过于爱任何一个人在地上，甚至是我们的孩子。所以这个爱相比之下，跟爱孩子的爱跟爱神的爱相比之下，就感觉上好像是恨孩子。
Jesus knows and he knew that as we serve the Lord and surrender to his lordship every day, there's going to be conflicts in our relationship with our family.
耶稣他知道，我们要是每一天都把我们自己交托给神，而且把神放第一的话，我们势必要面临到一些冲突，是必须要把家庭摆第二位。
Especially if our family members are not believers yet.
这个特别是要是我们的家人还不认识神。
Many times when I go to mission conferences,
我常常去宣道会的时候。
There's always someone that asks me this question.
常常有人就会来问我这个问题。
I want to go to the mission field.
我想要去宣教。
But my parents won't let me.
但是我爸妈他们不让我。
And I want to honor them.
我想要尊敬他，我想要尊敬他们这样子的一个意愿。
So I'm not going to go.
所以我就不去了。
When I hear this, it really upsets me.
每当我听到，我就蛮生气的。
Because some of us want to go to the Muslims.
因为我们当中有些人想要去向回教徒宣教。
And for Muslims to come to the Lord, they pay a great price.
对于这些回教徒，他们要认识耶稣，他们要付上很大的代价。
There's a big chance that they might be killed by their family.
这个代价其中之一是有可能被他们自己的家人杀死。被家人咋样？
Where are the men and women willing to lay down their lives and say, Lord?
到底我们当中这些愿意为神摆上的弟兄姐妹在哪里？
More than anything, I will follow you.
我们愿意向神说，主，我们愿意遵随你是胜过所有一切。
No matter what the cost is, no matter what I have to give up, I will follow you, Lord.
不管代价是什么，不管我要放弃什么，我愿意追随你。
And I think people that were just standing here 10 minutes ago really long to see that in us.
在台上现世的这些孩子们，我相信他们急需在我们大人身上看到这样的榜样。
The young people, they want to see something that's real.
年轻人他们想要看到是很真实的表现。
They're so tired of double standards and hypocrisy, the young people.
我们当中年轻人其实他们对这些父母亲用不同的双重标准来对待他们非常的厌烦。
They want to see action and not just us speaking words.
他们想要看到的是我们实际上的行动，而不是光动动嘴皮子而已。
What kind of legacy will we leave our children?
我们到底留给我们孩子什么样子的产业呢？
We can leave a box of clothes.We can leave houses, cars, but how about the spiritual legacy What will we leave?
我们当然可以留一箱的衣服，留房子，留车子，但是属灵的产业呢，我们要留给孩子什么？
This true story dates back to more than 60 years ago.
接下来这一个真实的故事是发生在60年前。
When North Korea and South Korea were at war.
当时北韩南韩还正在打仗。
As a result, many Christian preachers were being martyred.
也因为这个战争，所以许多的基督徒就丧命了。
They were targeted by the communists.
他们的牺牲也是因为共产主义者的迫害。
In such a tense situation, a group of 40 activists kidnapped the preacher, his wife, and their two kids.
所以就在这样子的一个环境下，有40个激进分子绑架了一个传道人，还有他的太太以及两个孩子。
They took them out into the suburbs and tried to get him to renounce his, denounce his faith.
他们把他带到一个偏远的地方，叫他们能够放弃耶稣，放弃他们的信仰。
The preacher refused.
但是这传道人他不愿意。
They threatened him and said, "We're going to bury your family alive."
因为这传道人他拒绝了，所以这些激进分子就恐吓他们说，那我要活埋你的家人。
But the preacher didn't budge.
但是这传道人他也一点也不动摇。
Just to prove that they were serious, they started digging holes.
所以这些激进分子就想要证明说他们其实说话算话，他们就开始挖那个洞。
And the people were put inside the holes.
所以他的家人就被放到这个洞里面。
And to push him to denounce his faith, they started filling the holes.
他们又开始要玩挑动他的那个情绪，所以他们就开始把这个洞填，开始填用土填满。
The preacher didn't budge.
但是这传道人还是没有动摇。
Until he heard his children crying.
但是他心里开始有点动摇的时候，是孩子开始，他听到孩子的哭声。
When the fear came upon the kids, they started crying.
这些孩子很害怕，所以孩子们开始哭。
Then the preacher started to waver a bit.
所以这传道人心里就有一点点动心了。
When the wife saw that,
当他的妻子看到这个情况，
she said, "Within a little while we'll be with our Lord forever. Be strong and do not give up."
他太太就提醒他说，过没多久我们都要与神相聚，所以你应该要坚持到底，不要动摇，信心要坚定。
Within a little while, we will all be with our Lord forever. Be bold and do not give up.
过没多久，我们就要与神同在，你应该要大胆的，坚定你的信心，不要放弃。
As a result, they were all buried alive.
所以这故事的结果其实是他们全都被活埋了。
Now, I suppose he could have sort of denounced God and repented and had 40 more years of preaching the gospel.
这个传道人也许可以就简单的否认了耶稣，捡回他的命，但继续传道40年。
But he didn't.
但是他选择坚定信心。
Years later, testimony started to spread in the churches that one by one, these 40 activists came to the Lord.
多年后慢慢的他们这一家的见证就在教会里面传出去，这四十个激进分子一个一个居然都接受信主了。
They were so impressed by the conviction and the tenacity of their faith, they just had to find out, who is this Jesus Christ?
这四十个激进分子他们受到这传道人如此坚定的信心，有这样对神的信念，如此的强大，他们感动到想要认识这位真神。
So one by one, they surrender their lives to Christ.
所以他们一个接一个的就把他们的生命交在神的手中。
Four deaths leading to 40 salvation.
四个生命换到的是四十位永生的生命。
Jesus said he must be first.
耶稣他说他是要在前做第一位。
Now I know that most of us are not going to face this kind of situation.
我知道大部分坐在这里的我们并不会面临到这样子的逼迫。
Or never come close to certain something like this.
大概会离这样子的情况是非常遥远的。
But in our hearts, we must carry this kind of attitude.
但是我们每一个人在我们的心中都应该要有像这传道人这样子的态度。
We must have this attitude of having Jesus first above all things.
是什么样的态度呢？是要将神摆在第一位，胜过所有一切。
It's very easy, as you know, living on this world, the stresses, the fear of man, the cares of this world can easily creep in and choke us.
我们每个人在这样子的，我们在这样的世界社会上生活，我们都知道，我们对人彼此在乎的心、害怕的心，常常会影响我们对神的态度。
To have Jesus first and to live a life that demonstrates this.Is the most precious you can leave your children.
将神摆第一位，而且不是只是有这样的态度，而是真的活出来，是我们能够留给孩子最重要的属灵产业。
This is the kind of legacy that will not just last 10 years.
这样子的遗产并不是只会活存十年。
It will last generations after generations and cause changes throughout life.
我们遗留给孩子这样子属灵的产业是能够流传一代到下一代，而且会有很大的影响。
What if I didn't tell you how the story ended?
要是我并没有把刚刚那个传道人的故事结局告诉你，你会怎么想？
It's easy for us to look in hindsight and say, yeah, four deaths, 40 salvation, that was worth it.
也许我们知道结果，我们这样算一算想，哦，用四个人的生命换四十个人的的属灵生命是蛮值得的。
But those people, when they were being buried alive, they had no idea. They just wanted to be faithful to the Lord.
但是你想想看，在那个坑里的四个人，他们当初并不知道他们的生命会换取这四十位人的属灵的性命，他们唯一想到的就是对神的信心要继续坚守下去。
This kind of allegiance to our Lord is something that the world will never understand.
我们像传道人能够持守对神这样子的信念，是这整个世界也许没有办法完全了解的。
I don't even think it's something that we can understand.
我甚至觉得坐在我们当中的每一个人不见得都能够真正百分之百的了解。
And that's why we are rejected by the world.
这也就是为什么我们被这属世上的这些人拒绝，神的福音被世上的人拒绝。
But this is the exact life that Jesus is asking of his disciples, of you and me.
但是能够活出这样的样式，正是基督耶稣要我们还有他的门徒能够活出的样式。
To place Christ first above all things and just make decisions right after that that will just relate to his lordship and to live by faith.
我们要是能够把耶稣放在第一位，把神放第一位，所有其他的决定是随之而来的话，能够跟随神，用这样子的信心追随他。
How does that look in our lives?
所以这样子的态度，这样子活出来的生命到底长什么样子呢？
I don't know.
我不太知道。
But I know that a lot of us have a restlessness in our hearts.
但是我知道我们当中有许多人，我们心里其实对神是有这样子的渴望，愿意。
I know that a lot of us wonder, what is it to be a Christian?
也许很多人我们也很想知道做基督徒到底是长什么样子的。
I believe it's a desire that the Lord has given us to do greater things for the Lord.
我相信是基督徒的心是能够有一个渴慕的心，渴望能够为神做大事情的心。
I want to encourage you to seek him out and ask him, what is it, Lord?
我想要鼓励每一个人都向神问，说到底我们能够活出这个样式是长什么样子。
Is there anything in my heart that has replaced the first love that I had for you.
向神问说到底我们心里是不是有什么取代了神在我们第一位的这个，取代了神在我们心中的地位。
The greatest legacy we can impart to our children.
我们能留给我们孩子最好的一个产业。
Is a demonstration of our relentless faith.
是能够透过我们坚定的信心所表现出来的榜样。
That continues to say yes to God.
这个榜样是持续不断的向神说我愿意。
Sure, life will be difficult and there will always be challenges, but Jesus will always come first.
说我愿意的生命也许表示会有一些困难，会有些挑战，但是耶稣永远都是摆第一。
This consistent lordship of Christ will shake the powers of hell and give us the moral and spiritual authority that we really desperately need in these times.
我们要是能够持续的将神让神掌权，我们就能够将地狱的动摇地狱它在我们这个地上所掌有的这个权势，我们能够向神去支取道德还有属灵上所需要的权柄。
How many of you want to leave that kind of legacy for your children?
我们当中有多少人向往能够将这样一个属灵的产业留给孩子呢？
A legacy that will have everlasting.
这样子产业是能够有永恒的影
响。Ripple effect changing.
这样子的影响是能够世代的流传。
On generations that will come.
一直流传到世世代代。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your love for us.
父神，谢谢你是这样爱我们。
Thank you, Lord, for all that you have entrusted into our hands.
谢谢你所托付在我们手中所有的一切。
Our children,
包括孩子。
Our spiritual children,
我们属灵的孩子。
Our ministries,
我们服事。
Father, we want to invite you to be number one in our hearts.
父神，我们请求你进入我们的心做第一位。
Above any relationships here on earth,
求你让我们能够将你做地位胜过一切。
Above any positions here on earth, Father.
胜过所有属世的一切。
That you should be in the highest place of our hearts right now.
求你让你自己能够在我们心里做那最高的掌权。
Cleanse us again with your blood, O Lord.
求你用你的宝血洗净我们。
And give us a right heart with you.
让我们的心是能够正确的来对待你。
And challenge us, Father, to live a life that is worthy of our calling.
求你让能够激励我们过一个配得你的名的生活。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.